Okay, we're holding that chesma down from Rabbi Kama chesma dalif, and we got till the two dots. We're ready for tasters, but before we do tasters, I want to just go over the Gemara, Balpe, the Shravim of the Gemara, and say also Balpe, what Rashi told us on it, and then focus on tasters. Okay, so what was the starting point of the Sugya? We had what seems to be a contradiction. Two prices. One says that Venus, if somebody has Venus in Zibois, then the Balchoy and Ezekiel, they claim it from the Venus. And the other one said the Balchoy and Ezekiel came from the Venus, but the Balchoy from Zibois. That's the seer. That's what we're starting up with. The seer, where you came from? Is it from Venus? Is the Balchoy from Venus? Balchoy from Zibois. So Gemara gave several truths and to answer it. The very first one we said was to that in one case he had originally Idis, and therefore his Venus was Meshur Bad for the Malve. That's why, even though now he doesn't have any more Idis, and his Venus is now his Idis, because that's the best he got, instead of Meshur Bad, it goes to the Malve. And the other case is, no, such a story. So he only got Venus in Zibus, he never had an Idis. So his very best is always Idis. His best will always consider Idis. So Balchoy doesn't get that. And therefore the Balchoy gets the Zibus. That's the first man of the Gemara. According to that, is it Bishal Oilam or Bishaloi? Bishaloi ain't Shomer. Rather, when we say Venus, we mean his Venus. So I mean, when the din is bainus, it means his bainus. So you have to talk about a case where once upon a time he had Idis, and therefore this was his bainus that we have to give. But if he never had Idis, even though it's standard bainus, full bainus, so the standard bainus, it's his best. So he doesn't have to give. That was the first mahalach of the Gemara. Second mahalach of the Gemara was that Idi be idi, these are the words of the Gemara. Idi be idi. Both prices to my case where he didn't have land that he sold. Right? He didn't have land that he sold. And we're talking about a case, we're calling it Venus and Zibuis. And once one you give Venus, one you give Zibuis. You know why? Because one of his Venus, in one price that the Venus was worth like it is, and the other price that Venus was worth Venus. So made in the one again the price that says he gives the boys, that's because the Venus was worth like it is. So maybe you don't get it. Malik's not gonna get it. The Balchoy's not gonna get it. So he'll get the Zibus. In the other price that where the Venus where the Malik gets the Venus, because Venus is worth Bemet Venus. According to that, Michel Oilon Hamshaw. From this matter, and just we need to know, is what we're calling Venus, is it Bemet Venus, or is it really Venus? Okay, the problem which we had in this class was why on earth is it called Venus if Bemet is Idis? If that's the best land he's got, and it's better land than Venus, what people would call Venus, why is it called Idis? That's today's discussion, which we're now going to do. This is on that, okay? Adkar. Idi v'idit. Mishaloi hoiso loi idis umocho. The very first thesis. How the Shavi Benis did they give this down? How the Lord Shavi Benis did they give this down? So this is what the Kama idi v'idi could go in Shaloi hoiso loi idis umocho. That what we preface and say, you should know, in both cases, he didn't have land of Idis he sold. Now here's a word that doesn't read so well. So the Maram changes it from veloy to lo. Loy the main. It didn't mean to say the travayu mayri shalohoy lokla. In both cases, we're talking about they never had Idis. That's simply how you would read it. The lohoy lo Idis amokho means he didn't have Idis that he sold, just didn't have. So it doesn't mean that. Tim came because if it did mean that, if it meant that he never had land, Ahu, the Mari, the Shabbat Beninus, Bidei, Kedei, it is the Amma. That Raisa, Ahu, that Raisa, the Mari that says that we that he's talking about, the Shabbat Beninus, Tidei, Kedei, the Amma. His Beninus is like Ibis. Amai Beninus, the top Tosis Chesavah. Beninus, why is it called Beninus? Tosis Yorkasha, if you're talking about he never has, he doesn't have any other land. So he's only got Beinus and Zibuyus. And the Beinus he doesn't give to the Malveh, why not? Even the Mishal
Ulamim
Shomim, he doesn't give the
Beinus
Beinus to the Malveh,
to the
why not? Because it's really
Beinus.
Beinus. So why they call Beinus? Every girl called what he's got, it's his best. Every girl called to everyone else's calls, it also is called better. And now here we have an interesting twist. Kishaloh could be. He didn't have Idis that he sold because he didn't have Idis. It could also be he didn't have Idis that he sold because he didn't sell it. I decided what was going on. So that's what he's saying here. And after I'm like, Idis, 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 we're not talking about he had Idis and he sold it. That's what we're not talking about. We're not talking about a case where he had this and he sold it. Rather, what are we talking about? Elo Mari Oilo. So one of them is one he never had, so that's why he didn't sell it, because he never had it. Mari Kishoi. And one of the brides is talking about that he had and he still had it. I know he never sold it. Oh, so now we now understand why it's called Beinus. Why is it called Beinus? Even though globally it's considered much better land, so why is it called Beinus?
Yeah,
Because he has it. It's still Beinus for him. He's still doing this. Right? From this pshat, you don't really talk about that you sold in a field. And both prices. So just speaking out for shot. Both prices hold Michel Shomim, and one price is talking about a case where he only ever had Venus and Zivoris. And the other price is talking about where he has it is Venus and Zivoris. So why in one case does the Malveh get from the Venus and the other case the Malveh gets from Zivoris? Answer is, let's say the first price is that the Malveh gets from the Venus. Why did you give him
Venus? Venus is the world famous.
Right. It happens to be both his and the ones. And the other writer who says
that.
Right.
Right. Right.
And the other writer who says that.
You have to say that doesn't make
No, one
sense.
second, one second. The writer says that. The writer says that. No, sorry. The writer says he gets his Venus. It could be.
Yes.
He doesn't, never ever had an Venus. You're going to show you know. He never ever had an Venus. And he gets the Venus. Why? Because the Beinus is worth Beinus.
Okay, yeah, the land and sold
No, according to
it.
this, according to the first guy, sir, he never ever had that. He only had Beinus and Zibboris. What do you mean by Beinus? He had what people call Beinus and Zibboris. And which does the Malveh get? The Beinus. Why do you get Beinus? That's what it's worth. And the other price which said that the Malveh gets Zibboris. Is only when the Beinus was worth Idis. So why is it called Beinus? It's called Beinus because he actually has Idis as well. So it's his Beinus. His Beinus and the other, and the other, every here, he gets Malveh and he gets Zibboris because that's what it's worth. Right? Okay, and that's the first Malachal. Then Gemara moves on. I'm going back now. What we're doing is shortly is we're going to go. Over the Gemara Baal Peh, we're saying over what Rashi said, if there's anything to add in Rashi, and then the Tosafos. So we now did, we did the first, really had now two Terutzim already answered. Yeah, said two Terutzim to explain, resolve the Brises. Two of four, halfway. Next Teretz. The Ibo Zema, the Gemara said another Teretz that. We're talking about a case where the Beinus is met Beinus. When we talk about Beinus, we really mean Beinus. So how are we going to resolve why in one Brisa does the Malveh get Zibboris and the other brayis, the Malbim gets Beinonis. The machlokes in the brayis is goof of whether b'shalayim shomin or b'shal oilamim shomin. Now, in the Gemara doesn't actually say whether we're talking about they had the land they sold or not. Right? Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara just says, Ibo Yisaymeh, that it's worth Beinonis, his land's worth Beinonis, and Beinonis b'met means Beinonis, and the machlokes is whether b'shalayim shomim or b'shal oilamim shomim. So Kepeshuto, if the Gemara doesn't speak it out, the Gemara is not talking about a case where he had a land and he sold it. Otherwise, the Gemara would have spoken out. So we're talking about Bemet, he only has two lands. He's got Beinus and Zibois. He always ever only had two lands. Beinus and Zibois. Why is it called Beinus if he only had two lands? Why does he get Beinus? Because we should learn him. Why does he get Zivoris?
Because that's the Vedas.
Why does the other branches say he gets Zivoris?
Well, because they go by Shalom. That's the Vedas.
The other one says Ibis.
Huh?
The other one says Ibis.
No, but he only has two properties.
Yeah.
So because he only has two properties, to him, and according to him, that's his best.
The Venus is the best, and then we give him the
best way to start.
Yeah, we're both speaking about the same thing. It's purely same word, different language. Yeah, so that's why I was saying the other one because I wanted to just point this out. Right. Okay, as long as we know what we're talking about, like Chinese, doesn't matter. As long as we relate to each other, it's good. Yeah, Rabbi Akiv. Okay. So now, what does Rashi tell us on this again? On this point, and on point number three, Rashi coupled up with another goose. Rashi to the person that we exchange, right? He never had another land. Then Rashi comes up with a pshah, this safina, that really we told him he had another land. He had another land. And the geese and the gemara is idi ki goin shoy to vene shaloi ki idis to an.
Look at Rashi.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that, but I'm happy to inside. But this safina, the second notion of Rashi. So that would be saying the pshah of geese, which we have like more. And Rashi came along with another goose. The idri is not that the bainis is like bainis ta'ana, but the bainis, when we talk about bainis, we mean idis ta'ana. Bainis means idis ta'ana. Idri, both rices. They say that one rice is like the bainis, one is like the bainis. It's talking about a case when the bainis is really idis. So why should the mother get it? What's the tzad? Why should the mother get it? It's got Venus is the worst. Says Rashi, we're talking about a case where he once upon a time had Idis. He had Idis. Higher property land. And that's the machlokes. Idi, that the Venus is ke Idis the Anger. It's really good quality. So why should I not get it? So Teretz is because the loiva had even better land once upon a time, which he sold. And now, so what? So why should the Malva get something which is really quality? It is quality. So if you hold Bishelohim Shomin, then that good quality land was mishubed to the loiva. Because that happens to be the bane to the mother, I mean, because that happens to be the baneness of the labor. There's nothing more you're talking about. No way you're going to get this land. This land is it is my baneness, but it is, and therefore it gets the zim. Right? That's what the mahalak of the Gemara was to be this new mahalak. If the baneness, so it's a baneness, it is the animal. And right, but yet the malva will still get the bainis if you hold bishalayim in shalom. Shein, if you hold bishalayim in shalom, it gets the zeus.
So keeping the facts the same is just a question of whether what they're holding.
I don't know what you mean about the facts. Nothing.
The facts are the same. That he has at the time of the loan, he had three properties, and the bainis was high quality, like Edis. According to the world, but it was his venomous. Then he sold it after the loan, And but he had the lien on it.
Right.
So that those facts are really essential.
Same when. Between what and what they say.
There's no variance. The facts are the facts. Between the two prices, the facts are said between the two prices.
Between the two prices. Okay.
And
yeah.
then they have they hold differently because one holds.
The difference between the first Malach of Rashi and the second Malach of Rashi is worlds apart. According to the first Malach of Rashi, the land is worth like the Beinonis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're Bishaloi, then what do you get?
You wouldn't get it.
You get the lower quality. You get the lower quality. If you're Bishaloi, you get the higher quality.
Right.
And according to the second Malach of Rashi, it's exact opposite. We're talking about he had an Idis, he had a very good quality. And if you're Bishaloi, he gets the higher quality. If you're Bishaloi, then he gets the lower quality. Come to the second one of Rashi, he had real, really good quality land. And his Beinonis is like Idis on the Oinam. So if you're Bishaloi, he'll get that good quality. If you're Bishaloi, then he'll get the lower quality.
That's the narrative.
Not to sell. Okay. No. Okay, so that's the Malach of Rashi. Well, the second Malach of Rashi, which Rashi doesn't like. Now, Tosfos here is going to also discuss this other Malach and say why he doesn't like it. And that could very well be why Rashi didn't like it. So let's see Tosfos. Ibois im. Idibi idim. Second thesis on the page. We could possibly suggest that the Beinis is like Beinis Da'alma. Says thesis, don't say the Beinis is like the Idis Da'alma. Like we just tried to suggest in a previous answer, right? The previous answer wanted to say that one. Right, it's talking about what it's worth, like it is, and one of the right ways worth like beingness. Now we're saying idi, they both also don't say it means they both hold it like it is done, right? The cave on the koi ashaloi hoi solo idis, because according to one of the writers, at least, since the Gemara is talking about a case where you never had an idis, since the writers, the Gemara is talking about a case where you didn't have an idis. A microbe bainus. Why is it called bainus? If you never had an idis, why is it called bainus? Keep it down idis the day with alma. It's if permitted, you're going to consider it idis alma, and it's also idis shaloi. So why on earth should we call it bainus? So what's Tais saying? Why is Tais storing out Rashi's pshat? Rashi is shachrine. Can't be talking about idis alma. So Tais says, you know why? Because we're not talking about where he had the land. We're talking about a case. Well, he didn't have a land. He only had two lands. We're not talking about a case where he had a land previously. How did Tosfos know that? How did Tosfos know we're talking about a case where he didn't have a land previously?
It says no more.
Because the previous answer was, the previous case was that he didn't have a land. So this answer surely just follows on with the previous answer. So much of the previous answer said they were talking about he didn't have a previous land which he sold. So this answer also should be that he didn't have a previous land he sold. So if so, why are you calling it business? If it's really his best and the world's quality best, so why are you calling it business at all? It must be that it's the equivalent to business, not equivalent to it.
Right, because it would never would be available otherwise. If it was,
what are you saying?
I'm saying based on the previous case.
Yeah, based on the previous answer.
And the previous answer is that he did have it.
The previous answer is.
Yeah,
come to one of the cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, this kasha which you got is really bothering me. It's really bothering me. This kasha, you have to really work it through if it is a kasha. But it's a kasha which is bothering me very much. And I didn't have enough Yishuv HaDas to work it through. But the Yos is asking in the previous places said, Shaloi Hoyla Idis Omokra means they didn't have an Idis, they sold, but he had an Idis. right? So why can't we carry on with it? He's got an interest, right? And he's got an interest, and the Venus, his Venus is worth like the interest. And that's why the mother gets the. That's why we're calling it a Venus. That's why we're calling it a Venus, right? We're talking about a case where the Venus, where he has still a better Venus, and we're calling it a Venus because it's his Venus, right? We have to work it through because what's the answer to the Gemara? We're saying, so we've got one writer saying he gets Zipporis, and one writer saying he gets Venus. So if we're talking about a case where he's got Idis, which he never sold, so why should any of the brides say that he gets Zipporis? His Venus is worth like the Idis. Right? That's what we're saying. His Venus is worth like the Idis.
So his Venus is worth like the Idis.
If you're Bishalo in Shomim,
you
should get the Venus. And if you're on the Oilam in Shomim, you get the Zboris, right?
Right.
The discussion of the problem, I banged my head down the stairs. And if Taiz is Machalis, that's a Chiddush, that Idi Vidi, Shehoya, Idis, Shehoya, Idis, Mocha, means that he had Idis that he never sold. So why can't we keep that? And say Venus and Zboris. Both brides are talking about he's got Idis, Venus, and Zipporis. And one bride is saying he's getting the Venus because that's what is his Venus. And the other bride is saying he gets Zipporis because that's the Shalom in Shalom. Yeah. That's it's a good kasha. I don't know. I needed some issue with us to work it through, but kind of added some flaw in this. But Raila will put that down as a good kasha. Maybe have a shout to be there to. Come on, the good tales.
There's a problem with we're talking in the Gemara about somebody who only got a Venus.
Not really true, because we the previous
the premise of he's only got a Venus, it was just at the
window. He got very good tar on the previous tastes. The previous text of the Gemara was it really share loy hoy loy idis on lock or meant to come to one shot, then he still got idis, he just never sold it. And yeah, we're focusing on the main Zipporis. That's yeah, one second, we'll get there. 1 second. The Braisa said, what's the Baal, what's the, that's maybe the text now. What's the Baal Chuyv get, what's the Mazik get from? 1 second. Well, 1 second, give me a second. How come they're going to create the Venus voice and he's talking about for Venus in the voice and he's talking about Venus? No, that's not it. Yeah, okay, what's your. Yeah, it's a cash. If you say it, oh man, you got in still, then the message. Then why can't we say it? Yeah. I don't know, that's a very good hour. All right, me never been in Tosis. Yeah, Tosis chat. I wanted to say that the less they is this or mocha means that he's still got this buying, and he's to one shot, one bracer. If you're willing to explain that, let's do that about braces. Right, instead of Balkoi gets Zipporis, that's in a case when we shall Oilam him Shomim. And the Baal Chayiv gets the Venus, the Mishaloyim, Shomim, that Bemet, his Venus. Because he has, it is still. Yeah. Okay. Yasser, what do you want to say? Sorry, I interrupted you.
I just want to give the price that gave the different circumstances that says when he collects the Boris Venus, the price also mentioned the case that he had Idis. So,
but this, how come we start with Tony Achriti, this other brace, it doesn't say anything about this. Just as Venus is a voice, it's not my Venus, so obviously, like Yaku is saying, the simple reading is that he only has Benis and Zibors, right? That's a simple reading. But Tosfos already told us in the previous answer that you can fudge that. And you can say it means he has still Idis. And we're going to have these two is what? The Alok and Maisel again. Why? Because we shall Olam and Yishomim. And this is considered Idis. So who cares what else you've got? So, there you go. It's a...
Let's go by the Olam. And as long as that Benedis is considered Idis, whether or not he's got one, it's irrelevant. He's always going to get support under that circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Needs an answer. Void. Yeah, we're finishing up Tosis. I looked around downstairs to see if I could see anyone with an answer. I didn't find yet. Void in Cain. Void. If it bemet is true that the Venus is worth like it is. Echimetukmo, Aidiktoni, Nizokin, or Balchoiv, the Venus. There's one rice that says that the Nizokin and Balchoiv gets Benis. Beinam Adoma B'Shalayim Shomim, Beinam Adoma B'Shalayim Shomim, it doesn't make sense. Now, Tosfos is taking on a Hanocha, he doesn't have Idis. Does not have Idis. That's Tosfos Hanocha, he does not have Idis, and he never had Idis, he didn't say. So, on that Hanocha, that he doesn't have any previous land. So, why on earth should it be that a Baal Choy should get Beinimis? If you look at him, it's his best. If you look at Mishal Olam, it's also Idis. So why should the Baal Choyim get Benimis? There's a price that says the Baal Choyim, and then he's looking against the Benimis.
Right.
If we're going to say the Benimis is like Idis to Alma,
oh,
then it doesn't make sense.
No.
It's his best. And it's the world's best. So why should the Baal Choyim get that? Therefore, it can't be that the Giusa is that the Venus is equivalent to the Idis Alma, it must be the Venus is equivalent to the Venus Alma. The Venus is equivalent to Venus Alma. We now understand why the Lover should get the Venus, because it's equivalent to Venus Alma. We can also understand why the Malva would get Ziboris, maybe. Because, Mishalot, you go come to him, and that is his Venus, his Ziboris. That's all he's got, because his Venus was his Ziboris. Okay, so that's this Tosis. Tosis doesn't go with Rashi, like the second half of Rashi, because Tosis is going with Anocha that he doesn't have any land. He never had any better land. He never had Idis. If we're talking about Venus and Ziboris, we're only Venus and Ziboris. We never had any better land. Why did Tosis have the Anocha? Because we're coming off the previous answer, which was that he doesn't have it. Didn't have any Idis. He didn't have any Idis. So this answer is following on of that. So if you never had any Idis, so what? So you've only got Benis and Ziboris, you have two questions. One in Din and one in terminology. One in terminology, one in Din. Terminology we don't understand. Why are you calling it Benis? It's his best. It's the world's best. Why are you calling it Benis? And in Din we don't understand what's the, why should one writer say that the Malva should get from the Benis? The Venus is his best and the world's best. The Malva shouldn't get it. Therefore, Tosis must be, that's not the Gilsa, and the Gilsa is like the Gilsa we have, and the Venus is worth like the Venus star. Good?
Yeah, so what about the first part of the Tosfos? You can't carry on with that problem that we have in the very first Tosfos.
Right, that's
the three properties.
That's just discussion.
No, but just by the Ma'od, that negates that.
Yeah, it's definitely clear in Tosis. He understood that there's no third property here. There's only two properties. It's definitely clear that in Tosis. So Tosis was asking, that what's the riot? Tosis definitely understood like that. But if the reason why Tosis didn't understand that we're talking about there was a better land is because we're coming off the previous answer, which like Mashal speaks out. So then the previous answer from Tosis in one of the prices was, he did have a better land, and he still got that better land. So we could have carried on with it. That's the Ha'ara G'dayla on Tosis.
Can we read it again?
Yes, sure. That's the Devamasa. that we're talking about a case, referring to a case where the, his bainness is equivalent to bainness to Anna. Veloy goras ki idis to Anna. And we don't say it means idis to Anna. The kevan to koi, because since we're referring to a case, asheloi hoiseloi idis, referring to a case where he doesn't have idis. Why are we referring to because he doesn't have idis? Because that's what we're just coming off the previous answer. Amai koyle beininis. Why are you considering it a beininis? Why are you calling it a beininis? Kivan, dabe idis today, or dahme. It's his best. And it's also the world's best. So why are you calling it a beininis? Stopped. There's no reason why should people be this. Why should people be this? Especially if he had a better land, you call it beininis because of him. If he doesn't, because we're only talking about we've got beininis in the boys. So why do you call it beininis? That's in terminology we don't understand. That's question number two. Well, question number two, oh, secondly, I don't understand the din. Tim Cain, if it is true that his beininis was equivalent to idis, how can we establish a hidiktoni nizokin or balchoy beininis? That writes that says that nizokin balchoy gets beininis. And what's the case? Why should you get beininis? Being the man of Shalay in Shomin, whether you base it on his value land, value based land, being the man of Shalay in Shomin, or you base it based on other people, we don't have to explain this, right? So why should the Malve get the beininis? The beininis is his, it is in the world, it is. Why should he get it? So that's Tosis' cash. That's why Tosis says it's not the gifts. The gifts is what we have. Okay, then that takes us now to the fourth teretz, right? We've had now three teretzim in, and now the fourth teretz. Fourth teretz is Ravina. Ravina says the machlekes, the only Ravina is Boris, and the machlekes is whether you hold of Ula or not. Whether you hold of Ula. That one holds of Ula, and if so, you can't give him to the boys because you have till on Dallas, pretty love it. And one holds, doesn't hold the bullet, and holds he gets the boys. Well, whether do we hold Bishaloi long, do we hold Bishaloi? According to this, the matter won't make so much of an argument as much. Right? Because the one holds the boys, holds the boys, always the boys.
Right.
Why always the boys?
Because
the Torah said you get the boris, so whatever. It's boris, the lowest quality land. And the other one holds Gabinis, so that's because of Ulam, because of the Shleitel on death. So Rashi on here spoke out. Rashi said that the price that says you get the boris doesn't hold them to kind of Ulam. You rather base yourself on the Torah. It says Rashi, even if he had idis, even if he would have had idis, then it's the boys, he would still have only got the boys. Why?
Because that's what the
Torah says. So the Bryson says, Venus is the boys, but the truth is, even if he got idis, then it's the boys, the same with the blood. And the other one says, no, you get Venus. Because he holds up to kind of whatever he gets famous. Okay? That's Shittas Rashi. Comes out a very, very, very mechudish tikkah that Ula, there's a price anyway, that holds that he gets the boys, the right holds he gets the boys, doesn't hold the Ula, means he doesn't hold the Mishnah of Rashis. The Mishnah in Anizokin says clearly that Balchoyim gets famous. Ula explained why, because Shalai Tinal Deres, but there's a Mishnah of Koreshet. The Mishnah in Nizokin says that Idis, the Nizokin gets Idis, Balchoy Beinis, and Ksubis Ishus Dibuiz. That's a Mishnah of Koreshet. Play Mishnah. And yet, there's a Bryce says, no, he gets Dibuiz. Says Rashi, even if he has the Idis, Beinis, Dibuiz, well, you could give him Beinis, because it's his Beinis. Nevertheless, you still give him Ziboris. Why? Because there's no din The Balchum should get Venus. Balchum should get Zibboris. The Torah says get Zibboris. What does the Torah say get Zibboris from? How do you know the Torah says the Balchum gets Zibboris?
Oh,
the Pasuk says, yeah. If there's a special Pasuk saying you should get Zibboris, why do you need the special Pasuk to say you should get Zibboris? If there wouldn't have been a Pasuk, what would you have thought you should get? So why do you need the Pasuk then, yeah?
No, no, no.
It is. Venus. Why would you have thought so?
Because
Yashiv is a special posuk since Kesav Yashiv. That's talking about Yizokim.
Is considered Venus.
That's talking about Yizokim. No, no, no. You're going to cash it on the posuk. That's not the
right.
Oh, no, there's a posuk here to say she gets Zibboris. That's what the posuk says. If you wouldn't have the posuk, what would you think you should pay?
Zibboris also.
Zibboris. So why do you need the posuk?
Because maybe you would want this.
Why would you have thought it is?
Because we said that since you're comparing with anything, and anything is considered.
That's why that's the posuk by. No. That's the posuk by Mazik. So we're talking about
Bible
toy.
Huh? Nothing else but a Mazik.
Okay, it's one possible terror to say you would have thought they'd be able to learn from Mazik.
Yeah.
If the Pasuk said it by Mazik, maybe well, in all Choyim Beis that you owe somebody, you would have thought. Yeah, maybe you would have thought so. You'd have a problem with Sufis Isha, but maybe that's what you would have thought. We said the different Shah last time from Rav Shimon Leiva. And since you got from him money, and money is a Schwitz, so you might have thought you have to pay back Schwitz. You borrowed Schwitz, you give back the best. Rosh Hashanah Pasuk that you can give back to. That's a minhag thing. So, but just back to this point, the Rashi says that even if he had Idis and Venus and Zibboris, it's a price that says he gets Zibboris. Why don't all of this show it turn on that is? There's a pasuk that says you get Zibboris, and that's what you get. Says Taisus, not like that. Ma, let's say Takan to the Ole. Taisus is Chilik like in Rashi. Davke Eicher, says Toises, Davke Eicher, then let's say Idris. This Rosh, this din, this bride that says that he gets the Boris, is only when the Malve did not, the Loibe did not have Idris. Only when the Loibe did not have Idris. He only had Venus and the Boris. That's when there's a bride that says that he gets the Boris, and not the Venus. Because then the have a high baininess idis lididay. His baininess is his best idis. And that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about a case where he had idis baininess ziboris. We're only talking about a case where he had baininess and ziboris. How do we know that that's what we're talking about? Since Toises made the knockout baininess with ziboris, since he talked, we say he's got baininess and ziboris, and we didn't mention idis. Mashma. May the locket Venus Viziburis Mashma. Since it says Venus Viziburis, that's why it implies there's no is. There's only Venus Viziburis. Yeah? Davke Echad Elese Idis. Davahai Venus Idis Idididid. May the knockout Venus Viziburis Mashma. Since it mentioned just Venus and Zibboris, that implies to us that we're talking about a case that doesn't have Idis, and that Idis does not.
No.
Right? The E is the Idis, because if it's the Met does have Idis, Govi Balchoiv mi Venus, then the Balchoiv would get Venus. How did Tosis, why is Tosis saying this? Taisa says, you know, although he said it doesn't hold of it or not, that's only talking about a case where he has Venus and Zibboris. If you would have had Idis, Venus, Zibboris, then even this price would say that you would get Venus. How does Taisa know that? Why is Taisa saying that?
Yeah.
He says it doesn't hold of it, it's finished. He says the positive position you get Zibboris. So why is Taisa saying that?
He's not going to be able to lose.
Yeah, nachon. So he's got a bit of a deal. Right, so Zafka talking about a case where he said, Venus and the books. Mashmah, he didn't have any of this. Oh, but what's the vote? Nachon, you got a good deal. It's Mashmah that in the price of Emmet. They were talking about Zafka, Venus, the books, because if it would have been Idris, Venus, the books, he would forget Venus. But why should that be? So today's going to carry on, but the today's going to be prepared, speaks out this, that the Hanukkah is, that this price is not good because the Mishnah in Hanizokin. And the Mishnah is talking by the Commission of Gittin says that the Baal Chayiv gets Beinonis. There's no mistabit to say that the price is for the Commission of Fresh, it's like that. Therefore, it's better to say that Mishnah should not be a standard case. It is Beinonis, boys, again, Beinonis. This price is the unique case of Beinonis and Zibois. And therefore, in this specific case, this price holds that the Baal Chayiv won't get the Beinonis. And I don't get the zibus. Even if it's been is the animal, you don't get the zibus. Why? Now Toys going to speak out why. Okay, we now know. There's a Mishnah in Gittin that says Balchayim gets Venus. And there's a Bryce that says Balchayim gets zibus. And they're not contradictory. The Mishnah in Gittin is talking about a case where there wasn't any this Venus and zibus. So I'm happy to give you Venus. Why? Because of Ula. And the Braise that says that he's got Venus and Zibuis, that's where you give him Zibuis and not Beninus. Why? They've got a pasuk in the Torah. Tosafot speaks out a little bit more. The Shaykh Khan, see why the Aleph? The Shaykh Khan time it to Omar Bani Zokin. Here, in this specific case, when he's only got Venus and Zibuis, there's a svara that was mentioned on Izokin, why Baal Chayiv doesn't get Idis. Have you ever thought about it? The Baal Chayiv, Ben HaTorah should be getting to Boris. Chazal upped it to Beninus. Why didn't they up it to Idis? Why didn't the Baal Chayiv get Idis? Should they tell Delis? Let's give them Idis. So the Gemara Gittin says the svara. You know what's going to happen if a guy sees that the loiba has very good quality land? He'll be meshachnei him to take a loan. He'll persuade him to take a loan. Meshachnei is to persuade. It's an Israeli word. Meshachnei is to persuade him, convince him to take a loan. Why? Because he's hoping he won't be able to pay back and then maybe he'll take a good land. So Chazal said, we're not going to allow you to take the best land. Because we're worried. If you're going to take the best land, we're worried. You'll go and try and give him that loan in order to get the best land. So the best you'll get is the things. Can't give you Zibuyas, nobody will let it. Can't give you Idis. There's always a risk that you might force the guy to give him your Idis and then. That's why you get the things. So what happens if there's Venus and Zibuyas? And that's all he owns. He doesn't have Idis. He only has his best land, Venus and Zibuyas. Would we still apply this svara to say that we can't give you the Idis of this person because you might come to support him, shakne him, persuade him, convince him to take the loan? Says Tosis, this price are held, that svara is still applicable. The Shaykh Khan time Adama bin Izokin, it's applicable here, the reason that I've said that Izokin. Why is the Baal Chayiv not get Idis? So you shouldn't see a nice field with your Noe and a nice house. Like he sees his friend has a nice field or house. And I'll say, egg points. I'll jump and I'll lend him money. So I should be able to claim it from my chayiv. Says Taisus. Taisus says, this price that says that if he has Beinus and Zibuyas, he only gets the Zibuyas is because if he's only got Beinus, means that is his Idis, we're concerned of that people will lend him money just in order to take his best quality land. So therefore we say he gets the Zibuyas. Avada, if there's Idis, Beinus, and Zibuyas, he's not going to get the best quality land anyway, he's only going to get the Beinus. So then we say that you give him the bainness. Even this month, all month, the brightness, this time he gets the voice, agrees all the time to get the bainness. How about the other bainness? But in a case when the guy only has two lands, he's only got bainness and the voice, he's only got two lands. So his best land is his bainness. Then we plug in once again that principle that was said in the Zokin, that we can never give the best land to the mother.
What was the Mustakata?
Well, it's the cause to explain why you should get bainness in a case when there was three lands.
What?
So, well, so Tinot Delis. So now we've all got torn.
He said that he didn't want that.
So it means in this specific case, so this is now the Bikuach. In a case when we have a clash between the Takana Ba'ula and the other shash of Shalitik points, the guy will come and be Meshachnei to take a look. We have a clash. We have Bainis Almeh, which happens to be the best land of the life. Do we, in this case, say, plug in Ula, and say you get the Bainis? Or do we, in this case, plug in the other din, so you can never get the best? Because if you're going to get the best reward, you're going to jump and you're going to lend in money just in order to get the best. Which one do we go with? Ula's din, Shlaitin of Dallas? Or do we go with the din in Gittin, or that you can never get the best? So that's the machlokes between the price. One second, that's machlokes between the two. One price said, in this case, you'll have to go based on the Torah. The Torah says, against the boys, we cannot give you all his dinin, because giving you all his dinin would make a clash with the other dinin and get in, and therefore we'll have to fall back on the Torah's halacha. The Torah's dinin is against the boys. And the other price says, no, shall I tell Dennis? Shall I tell Dennis? That's only here where they're clashing. What happens when they don't clash? When you have Iris, Bainis, Zibois, when they don't clash for Klal, you can give him Bainis and you're sore and you're happy, Ullah's happy, and the other Gemara is going to be happy. I've found that this price holds with Ullah as well in that case.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when there's a clash of the two dinim, then this price held Ullah, you can't give.
But Ullah, if Ullah is saying that we don't want you to go and pressure the person's
pain on
the
law.
So if the person only has two properties and the bannerness really is bannerness, then he's not going to be pressured, looking more like a host. Unless he's got something against this guy.
You have a very good question, Sean, which I'm going to elaborate the question. It's also a good question, but it's a question like a model. If we do everything,
Yeah.
If we have Mishal Olam and Shomim, then Bemet this Gemara and Gittin is a bit difficult. Because what's the Gemara saying? That you get Bainanis? Sorry, I meant to say, if you go Mishaloi and Shomim, if you go come to Mishaloi and Shomim, right, then the Gemara and Gittin is a bit difficult. Why? Because the Gemara and Gittin is saying the reason why Chazal said you get Bainanis and not it is because we don't want you to jump and make him sell. Now, if let's say somebody's got real, really good land, and he happens to have also awesome land above that, but he's got really good land, you still have a risk that the person will come and persuade him to take a loan in order for him to get his bainus. His bainus is also very good land. So if you're going to go b'shaloi and shomim, like Gemara Gittin, it's still... So you see that for that made the Takana was, you can't get the best. Why? Because they were worried about suddenly. Is that foolproof? No, because there could be cases where even if we say you don't get the best, there's still the risk that, obviously, I'm going to be swinging, take a loan, although I should get your second grade, because second grade is better than everyone's first. You still have that. But they made the Tekona to say you should go and get the middle ground, because that generally avoids this. But the Takana was, you can never get the best.
That's assuming that.
So Mameda, once you got this Takana, you can never get the best. So then, even if it happens to be that his best is only Bainani, that was Takana, you only get the best. You can't get the best. That was Takana, can't get the best. It's true, sometimes it will be foolproof, and sometimes not necessary. But that was the Takana, you can't get the best. Maybe this is it. Well, his best is Benini. We have a machlokes. Do we say, Rabone, you have to give him the Benini? Or do you say, no, in this case, Shalekhvetz, you can't. And therefore, you don't get the Zibros. That's the shame. Right? Something for us to think about. I don't know what the halacha would be. What would be if you only had Idis and Zibros? Oh, that's posterity. If you only had Idis and Zibros, yeah, only had Idis and Zibros, then it's possible you only get Zibros. Why? I, Ula. But that everyone would agree. Very nice Ula. But there's a problem, I'll check. But that's possible. They can't get the Idis. That's Mishan Gittin said he never gets Idis. He only gets Zibros. Venus is worse. Even though Ula would say, Shaitan and that's a mask. The whole time indicating what Venus is the worst. Well, P, Ula, then he should get Venus. This other right says, in this case, you can't. Because you have this whole old Shaitan. Right? And there was a claw. You never get the best. Good. Does he understand?
We have to go over the
One more thesis, and then the last thesis we have to leave for Sunday. Ma darkei shel odom lo hitzi pochus shel kelim. Darkei shel odom lo hitzi pochus shel kelim. We then have a possum with a mask and the ish, yamen b'chutz, tamen b'chutz, and it's only going to take out a Ava gav the shir based on a mitzi, even though it's one of the loiga who gives some shir based and comes to play. Oba, Lo yom itzir ela mashal leiv and eisen. Shir beis comes, says pay up. The leiv gives to the shir beis and shir beis gives to the malva. But the leiv, the shir beis just gives what the leiv would give him, which obviously would be the lowest quality he could try and get away with. That's what we would do.
It's also the intention.
It's dark shir odom lo hitzi. We thought it was the leiv giving out. So this is not the leiv, it's the mind, it's the shir beis. Shir beis maybe will take for the best. So Stasis, you're right, Shir Basin, and Shir Basin just say for the Loiva, what the Loiva would give him.
Mashma the Shir Basin, oh, mean that he would go into the house sometimes.
Who the Shir Basin?
Yeah, meaning if the guy was not willing to cooperate, it was the Shir Basin into his house.
Come in and say, pay up.
So we would have thought maybe.
Then the Shir Basin just take what he wants.
Take what you want. No, he was just so forced to take only the cheese.
Whatever the Loiva gives him, he forces the Loiva to give him something. Yeah, no, force the loiva. Hit him, whatever he can do. Yeah, that's in a case where the loiva. Yeah, in a case where the loiva mom is not cooperating, then the shir beis will take, and then maybe the shir beis will take the best. Not the time.
The best is saying not.
It's because he said the loiva would give him. That's what.
Because he said the loiva would give him.
Loiva mitzi elam masha loiva noisin loiva. Right, we're talking about a stage where would possibly
the
Lord
have
yeah.
given.
Yeah, nice means. He not saying that is called that what he would give it.
The category
of what
he would give.
Okay, maybe. So the mashal would have been better if we had the word hoya, but okay.
So the mashal is a valuable
law. At least.
And
what happened
is always
major. Oh, next question. Let's do one more thesis. Since you raised, you said, have you seen this thesis? No, you seen. You saw already.
No.
Yeah.
We did.
I've seen the pochus. Even the pochus of a kelim even the pochus of a kelim is meitav. So why are you trying to be mechiyam? Is he boys? Every kelim is meitav. Kedom aleh. Kol meli meitav. That was the short question last time. Yoshi. It's true. You're right. Of course, it could be considered idis. But from all his kelim, he will take out the most lowest quality.
One second.
And therefore, we're learning out from ma dauka. Ma dauka shel loive. Loitzi poko shebe kelim. Af. Right, that's what we're learning. So too, the mighty kelim dark lights are gua, some mighty karganami dark lights is the boys. Avade, whatever he gives, you could use to make the idiots. So what one's he going to give you? He's going to give you the lowest quality thing he's got. Then you'll go and take it to South Africa to try and sell it. which you love, right? But that's, but he's going to give you the most lowest quality. That's what he's going to give you. So too, when he gives the kalki, he's going to give you the lowest quality. That's what we're learning now. Mal dalki shel adam, to give you the lowest quality of what he has. It might have a status of idis, because you could go and transform it to cash somewhere. But he will give you the lowest quality of what he has. Tamili, if you go and sell here, he'd be able to sell better, the better quality than the lower quality. He's giving you the lowest quality of what he has. So too with Zivoris, Kalka will give you the lowest quality. That's all we're learning. We're learning what will a person give out. First of all, give out the lowest quality of what he's got. This basis concludes the sugya with a very halach l'maisa v'nir d'aloche v'sheloi in shomim. Halach l'maisa v'sheloi d'ahochi isa yidah v'nachman v'ksubis k'nath v'nachman hold. And halach is like v'nachman v'dini v'pasna v'nachman with v'chish mishpot. And therefore, halach is v'sheloi in shomim. Gevaldik. So, starting next sugya b'Hashem on Sunday, maybe you want to be with Chazar, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Maybe still Chazar. Because the next sugya is very gishmak, very gishmak. Perhaps somebody sells, marsh up your streets, all the lawyers. Somebody sells land that he had, and now what the person buys on whose, does he can go back to Venus, the Idris, the Boris. Very, very interesting gishmak. But I'm just wondering, perhaps we should do a quick Chazar at first, because Chaval, it all go out our ears. Romine Abai Robo. Wonderful. Romine Abai is where we started this. Romine Abai. Is exactly that before. Exactly that before. Okay? Now, in this stuff, there was also the Maisa Shane, the story of Maisa Oni, which we didn't go into very much, and also didn't do the tasting about it, because I wanted to focus more on the Nizokin part of it. So, again, this time around, the Chazor also won't be going so much into the office of Maisa Oni. So, Romine Abaye is Zayin Od Aleph, 10 lines up from the end of Omid, basically. Let's try and get through it. And then next week to finish the bottom. Shaykh. Yeah? Very good. Okay. Reuven, wish you all very well. We miss you very much. We hope you come back soon. And if you want to move your ticket a bit earlier, we're very happy to support that move. Cult of.